This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This isn't the first time that there's been a protest outside this Tesla facility. I think the most recent one was a couple months ago. So more so, is this a continuation from the last time, or is this an entirely separate reason?
So I think it's a long continuation here in the city of Buffalo. Long before Elon Musk ever got to the White House, Buffalo has been dealing with the problems from this Tesla factory for going on a decade now. You know, there's been a lot of promises, a lot of broken promises, a lot of, frankly, failures to this community. And I think that this is something that's really been going on behind the scenes and actively like this continuously for a long time.
As far as the makeup is the crowd today, what are we seeing? Is it mostly residents? Is there also former Tesla employees that we're seeing here?
Yeah, today is made up of the people. People might have seen recently Elon Musk has been on the news. He's kind of inferred that perhaps there's some kind of dark money behind actions like this. If you look around, these are people. These are community members. These are former workers. These are people who have been targeted for organizing, people who have been targeted on allegations of racial discrimination. These are people who have been essentially harmed by Elon Musk practices and Tesla's practices right here in the city of Buffalo.
So I know in recent times, too, we're seeing a lot of stuff in mainstream media is pushing, maybe not to the extent that they're making out to be, but if it is, you know, we're seeing Tesla cars being vandalized, set on fire. Is that a appropriate way to handle the frustration with Elon right now?
So I think what's appropriate right now is that we need to stand up to essentially American oligarchy, and we need to stand up to corporate greed. Buffalo is a ground zero for the kind of corporate extraction that Elon Musk would like to do with Doge, with Tesla, with X, all over this country. And people are standing up and fighting back in their own ways. And it's not something that the people of Buffalo, especially, who have a proud, long history of organizing and standing up to what's wrong, would ever not take kindly to.
And then just to wrap it up, is there anything about this today, or maybe just overall, something we didn't ask or think that would be important for our listeners to be aware of?
Yeah, I just want people to know that if you've been sitting at home, if you've been scrolling on your phone, if you've been watching the news and you felt dismayed, you felt terrified by what's going on, you're welcome here. You know, people today might see this and say Buffalo's joining the movement. Again, I want to just say the movement is joining us, right? Buffalo, it's been going on here for a long time, and you are welcome here. You have a space here, and we hope that you will join us.